This is Ozarks at Large. It's what? Thursday, January 17th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walden Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
It is a very happy Thursday because you know why?
Why? The sun is out.
The sun is out and tomorrow's Friday.
That's true.
I'm very happy about that.
You've got some dancing going on.
Yeah, we do. It's kind of a neat week for us. We have a company called ODC Dance coming in, and they've actually been here for a couple of days now. And I just learned yesterday why they've been here for a couple of days. And it's because they have some first they have to rehearse for their show, but they also have I think it's about 10 students from the new school in Fayetteville who are going to be performing with them.
In the Velveteen Rabbit,
In the
right?
Velveteen Rabbit,
so
yes.
So they're teaching them the the moves.
Yeah. And I learned yesterday that it's real dance. The kids are involved in lifts. Mm. They're really, you know, they're not just props on the stage to look cute. They're actually really much a part of the show. And I also learned that a couple of those kids will be participating in the show in the evening as well.
Oh, wow.
So just to remind everybody, we have the Velveteen Rabbit, a dance version of the Velveteen Rabbit with local kids. I think that's a 2 o'clock show on Saturday. That's the 19th. And then that evening at 8 o'clock in Star Theater, we have a smaller show with the ODC Dance Company. That's not a kids show. There might be kids in it, but it's a right. dance show. So that's going to be a really fun evening, a fun day, actually, of two very different kinds of storytelling. You know, storytelling of a classic children's tale in the morning and then sort of storytelling of how dance gets built in the evening. So that's Saturday. And then I'm looking at my calendar here, and I kind of can't believe that there's nothing on it until Sona, their second Masterworks concert on January 26th.
A week from this Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And I believe their soloist is a pianist, right?
Yes, who I believe this is
the second time they tried to have her.
Right. She sustained a finger injury mm-hmm. last year and could not perform.
Right. But she's back and yes. she's doing this show. So that is a full week later. I believe that's a Saturday as well, January 26th.
That's correct.
And then we have Memphis in February. So looking forward to that show. That's the all-original Broadway musical. Very different from Catch Me If You Can. If anyone out there saw Catch Me If You Can, Christina saw it.
Yeah.
It's a much different – it's still a Broadway show, but I think it has a little bit more of a message, a little bit deeper of a story behind
it. And different music.
Very different yeah. music. Original mm-hmm. music, right. But different style, fueled mm-hmm. by jazz and blues and the music of the 50s. So pretty – I'm really excited for Memphis. I really been looking forward to it since we saw it in New York 2 or 3 years ago. So very, very excited for that. And then on the 14th, Theater Squared will begin their new show, The Sons of the Prophet.
That's right.
Starts on the 14th of February and runs through March 3rd. And then, I have to make sure I tell everybody about this one, because if you know anybody, or if you have read yourself, or if your kids have read the Harry Potter books, we have a show coming in the middle of February that you must come to. It's called Potted Potter.
I saw the poster for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is like there's the complete works of William Shakespeare
yes.
abridged. There's
yes.
every Christmas story ever told.
Yes.
And some others. And so this is in that vein. They're going to cram all the Harry Potter
yes.
stuff.
All seven.
All yeah. seven books into 70 minutes. And you're absolutely right when you say it's similar to Rudyard Shakespeare or Every Christmas Story. It has that feel of – it's not a highly produced, slick show.
But
it
manic
has
energy.
Big energy, lots of audience interaction. The rumor we hear is that audience members will actually be involved in a Quidditch match. Those who have read Harry Potter will know what that means.
Safe to say – and I'm not saying this because I have not seen nor read any of the Harry Potter.
Aww.
So
that's kind of surprising,
okay,
well, actually.
But I wouldn't get most of the jokes then, right?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. So if you haven't, if you're like Kyle and you haven't read them, you probably might not get it. I mean, it's going to be funny.
I know
funny.
What Quidditch is.
I don't think they have cliff notes for Harry Potter either.
I don't think so. But we're pretty excited about this one. This is coming from – this is a London company. They have been – they played in New York at the New Victory Theater to great reviews and lots of people. And then they're going out on a limited first tour, and we're on it. So we're pretty excited by that. And for those who don't know why it's called Potted Potter, it has to do with the British term. Potted means condensed, small.
Oh.
And so that's what you're going to see. February 16th and 17th. There are four shows, I believe, over the course of that weekend. And then we will have the third show in our jazz series on February 16th, the Grace Kelly Quintet. We'll talk lots more about her because she's pretty spectacular.
And pretty young.
On the 19th of February, The Little Prince, another show for kids. And on the 22nd through the 23rd, we'll have Hair, the Broadway musical Hair, the new version of it.
I saw the revival in New York.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
It's fantastic.
I like it. Yeah.
Will there be partial nudity?
Yes.
Partial nudity?
Yes, there will. It's very short and it's very tastefully done, but yes, that does happen. I mean, that's part of the show.
Right.
And so if that's, you know, just know that as you book your tickets. However, there is a fabulous, fabulous thing that happens at the end. Christina, did you do it? Did you go up on stage?
I did not go up on stage.
I did.
No.
At the end, they invite you up on stage to dance. And
everybody?
Everyone who wants to come up can dance with them. And then let's just look quickly ahead into some stuff coming up in March.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin on March 2nd. That's a new addition to the season that we just added, I think, a couple weeks ago. I also wanted to remind the classical music listeners out there that we have Sir James Galway and Lady Jane, his wife. They're coming on March 14th. He's of course, the flautist. Is it flautist? Is that what
we
you say?
We say flutist. I mean, flautist.
And you've heard him play. I mean, he's famous, of course, but you've also heard him play in a lot of movies. You hear that sound. You know that sound of his. And we will also, NPR fans, Garrison Keillor is coming.
That's correct.
He's coming on March 28th. I will warn you, those tickets are going pretty quickly.
I'm not surprised.
So get those ahead of time if you're a big fan and you want to come. We just learned yesterday that he's going to have all kinds of musicians with him. So it's going to be a musical evening more than I think the last time he was here, it was very much a conversational storytelling.
Right.
This time he's going to have music. So that'll be really fun. And then I wanted to get Anything Goes on everyone's calendar. That is all the way ahead in April, but we all know how fast time goes. And Anything Goes is from the 9th through the 14th. It's the touring version of the Tony-winning show. It's glorious, beautiful. It's actually produced by one of the few nonprofit Broadway theater companies.
So there's your winter and part of your spring out there. How do people find out more about this?
They go to waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600 and give us a call. And I also forgot to mention that next week we're opening a new gallery exhibition in the Joy Prep Markham Gallery. Kathy Thompson's beautiful 20 years exhibition has come down, and now we will have a series of work up by Scott Carroll. And Scott is a local artist.
But this is his first Arkansas exhibit.
That's correct. He has never exhibited anywhere in this state before, so we're pretty proud to have that be the first time. And we have a reception for that on the 22nd of January. I think it's in the evening, starts about 5 or 5:30.
Yeah. We're scheduled to talk this afternoon.
Oh, great.
As he's hanging this exhibit.
Yeah.
And hopefully, all things work out, you'll hear that conversation tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Lots of things to look forward to.
Yep.
Thank you, Jody. Jody Besnoska is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.
KUAF is supported by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711.
This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith, and Ponca.
I love Ponca.
It's beautiful.
It is. Try to get there at least once a year.
Yep.
And we'll be there again in April.
I was there right before the Christmas, right before the weekend before Christmas.
And you go through Boxley Valley to get there. Mm-hmm. Did you see any elk?
I did see elk.
The last time I went, I was coming back from Ponca, and it was, I don't know, 7:30 in the morning, and there was, you know, 2 dozen elk.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
They
I
are.
I don't know if I should say this or not, but the next weekend I was in Chicago and went to a restaurant and actually had elk for dinner.
Well,
but
there you go. Let's see. Yesterday on the program, Antoinette Grajeda had a question because we were giving away a pair of tickets to see Steel Wheels and Three Penny Acre at George's Tuesday night. That's this coming Tuesday night. And we have two more ticket pairs to give away. But first, let's answer yesterday's question. She was inspired by the fact that the coach of the Boston Celtics would be coaching an NBA game against the team that his son played for, Doc Rivers and his son. And she said,
sports.
What's that?
I said, you guys in your sports.
Well, and she mentioned that of all the times that fathers and sons have opposed each other, One includes a very good Arkansas connection in 2000. And what was it? And the answer is, in November of 2000, Nolan Richardson, who was then the coach at the University of Arkansas, coached against his son, the late Nolan Richardson III, who had just been named head coach of Tennessee State. That game was at Bud Walton Arena. Arkansas won the game 90-68. All right, final two tickets now, final two pairs of tickets to give away for Three Penny Acre Steel Wheels. Steel Wheels last year when they did our live show.
And so much fun.
So much fun.
I really kind of fell in love with this group.
And Three Penny Acre, of course, much beloved around here. Rumor has it they'll be on Saturday night's edition of The Pick and Post with Mike Cherkey. So tune into that Saturday night at 7. All right, so two more tickets. The last two pairs we have to give away to the Steel Wheels Three Penny Acre show. Here's a question. William R. King, John C. Breckinridge, and Hannibal Hamlin were the 14th, 15th, and 16th what, respectively? William R. King, John C. Breckinridge, Hannibal Hamlin. Got a guess? Send us an email, ozarksatlarge@gmail.com. Any idea?
I have no idea. I mean, I know Breckinridge is a ski resort town in Colorado, and Hannibal, well, Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking. So it's William R. King, John C. Breckinridge, and Hannibal Hamlin with a 14th, 15th, and 16th what, respectively. ozarksatlarge@gmail.com. All correct answers will go into the ceramic cow, and we'll pull the last two winners for the Three Penny Acre and Steel Wheel tickets. But we do have tickets for the next Sona concert that we'll start giving away tomorrow on Ozarks at Large.
Are you going to Ralphie May tonight?
I am not.
Okay.
I am not.
I really wanted to, but I hear it's
sold out.
Sold out.
That's a nice problem to have for the venue.
Yeah.
But no, great interview with him the other day with Antoinette. Ozarks at Large, who will be with me tomorrow. Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellum.
I'm Christina Thomas.
You and I back together Sunday morning for weekend Ozarks at Large, Sunday morning at 9. Thanks, Christina.
Thank you. Happy Thursday.